This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently suggested that Miami is going to disappear in a few years due to climate change. That's a lot. That's a big rise in the ocean there, Alexandria. The United Nations is convening a climate action summit next week, and climate activist Greta Thunberg was on Capitol Hill telling lawmakers they must act soon. But while data from NASA and other top research agencies confirms global temperatures are rising, a newly compiled retrospective indicates that the doomsday rhetoric may be pretty overheated now. Coming from the conservative-leaning Competitive Enterprise Institute, they put together a very lengthy compilation of apocalyptic predictions dating back decades. It did not come to pass. Time Democratic presidential candidates and the climate activists refocus attention on the issue. These predictions, they remind me of Mean Girls. Remember the gym teacher in Mean Girls where he would be like, well, if you get out there and you touch each other, you'll get chlamydia and die. Remember that? Yeah. Their predictions are always dire. Often repeated in the media, warned of a variety of, they always warn of a variety of impending disasters, famine, drought, and ice age, and disappearing nations, or in this, or Miami, if the world failed to act on climate change. But this is nothing new. An Associated Press headline from 1989 read, rising seas could obliterate nations, semicolon, UN officials, or excuse me, just colon. The article detailed a UN environmental official warning that entire nations would be eliminated if the world failed to reverse warming by 2000. Then there were the fears that the world would experience a never-ending cooling trend in the northern hemisphere. That claim came from an international team of specialists cited by the New York Times in 1978. Years prior, Time magazine echoed other media outlets in suggesting that another ice age was imminent. They said telltale signs are everywhere, from the unexpected persistence and thickness of pack ice in the waters around Iceland to the southward migration of a warmth-loving creature like the armadillo from the Midwest. The magazine warned in 1974. The Guardian similarly warned in 1974 that space satellites show new ice age coming fast. In 1970, the Boston Globe ran the headline, Scientist Predicts a New Ice Age by the 21st Century. The Washington Post, for its part, published a Columbia University scientist claim that the world could be as little as 50 or 60 years away from a disastrous new ice age. Then, We get these predictions from Paul Ehrlich, a biologist who famously urged population control to mitigate the impacts of humans on the environment. In 1969, he warned that everybody would disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years, which would have been 1989. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, Ehrlich, warning of a disastrous famine, urged placing sterilizing agents into staple foods and drinking water. And this was made around the time Nixon created the EPA. And since then, the U.S. has adopted a series of environmental reforms aimed at limiting emissions. And you know what? All of those reforms actually worked. We have really severely limited our emissions. But this is one of the reasons I like talking about climate change is because when they started the EPA, there were no emissions controls. Now we have emissions controls. And it has worked to the degree to where we have limited our emissions, which is why they were put in place, right? But it's not enough for them. They got to keep going, just like gun control. Now, years after these initial predictions, media outlets and the politicians continue to teem with claims of apocalyptic scenarios, which is going to result from climate change. Earlier this month, leading Democratic presidential candidates held a town hall on the issue and warned about the existential threat posed by a changing climate. I hate to tell everybody this. You know, we face an existential threat every day we get up. Every day we get up. Every day. No matter what, you know, for all we know, we could be visited by aliens tomorrow. We could have a big asteroid hit us. We don't know. We don't know. And for these guys to get out there and say that climate changes, I mean, anyway, this report came out just before the UN Climate Action Summit on September 23rd, an event that promises to spark the transformation that is urgently needed and propel action that will benefit everyone. Well, no, what they want to do is they want to propel action with us because China's not going to do it. India's not going to do it. But there's also, you know, she AOC, she's out there with the Green New Deal. And, you know, she brought this up. She said, well, Miami's going to be gone in a few years. You know, we're all going to be dead, according to them, with the clock. What is it, 11 years and 4 months now? As they try to reach net zero emissions, which I don't even know how that's going to happen, because I've already talked about this new car CO greenhouse gas that's coming out. I don't remember what, SF6. Now, of course, Ocasio-Cortez, she's got lots of people that like her plan. She previously joked that the world would end in 12 years if we didn't address climate change. But the short-term predictions weren't a laughing matter in the years following it. Inconvenient Truth, now, were they? That, you know, the Al Gore production. In 2008, ABC released an ominous video about what the world would look like in 2015. As the video warned about rising sea levels, a graphic showed significant portions of New York City engulfed by water. Gore himself famously predicted in the early 2000s that Arctic ice would be gone within 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, Arctic ice has undergone a period of expansion, though recently has been melting at a quicker pace. That's because there is climate change, and it's controlled by the earth and the sun and winds, and there's a lot of variables in play. A lot of variables in play. They didn't even take, you know, we had that Kevin Costner movie where the ice packs melt and the entire world is water world. The only dry land is the Himalayas. Why haven't we gone to that route? I've seen the movie. It would bother me. It would bother me to be in water world. Too many cigarettes in Waterworld, and I had to give them up. So, that's just me musing out loud. They're going to keep pushing. They're never going to quit. The totalitarian in them, the totalitarian streak in them will never allow that. Until they get what they want. Or, I guess, until we get into a civil war and we clean their clocks. I don't know which is going to come first. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ammo.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've had a few conversations over the last little bit as people, since Beto has gotten out there and broached the idea of confiscation, even Chris Cuomo told Beto that the Heller decision does not allow for confiscation. And yet Beto says he would fight that. That's fine, Beto. You better fight to, you know, poll a little higher than a fern first before you worry about too much about that like that. But let's take for a moment and consider what happens if they were to do this particular thing. There's two things they're going to want to do, okay? We've already been through an quote-unquote assault weapon ban. Now, that would be bad, and this would be something that would have to go through the courts. But an assault weapon ban, as it was written the last time, where everything was grandfathered in, and it was all based upon certain cosmetic features of the weapon, that would be pretty much a toothless dog. It would be a toothless dog. But it would definitely be something we would have to fight in the courts. Since we already have the Heller decision, I would expect multiple jurisdictions to sue over that one. Then there's the confiscation thing. Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that one? It's not going to be the cops. And then there's the financial IRS, the coordinated IRS ATF attack, which I've had postulated to me before. There's not enough ATF agents to make a dent in anything. There's not. Most ATF agents, maybe you know one, they're just regular people. They work for the ATF, like some people work for the, you know, the Port Authority, and some people work at the toll bridge. They work for the ATF. And primarily what they do is they go to these, you know, to an FFL holder and sit down with the guy and say, let me check this and let me check this and make sure everything is in compliance. And then you don't see them again for years. There's just not that many of them. They're spread very thin. The IRS, first of all, the IRS would not know who to attack. They would not know who to seize. They would, you know, the only way they could get it right the first time would be to seize everything. Which, how do they do that? And doing that would be just an out-and-out that would be an all-out declaration of war against the Constitution. And how do you think that's going to look? Bill, the people will want their food, and they're going to want to, they'll be like, fine, take my gun, I have to go to the grocery store. Who are they going to know? All of you people out there that think there's a registry, I know all about the 4473s, and I know all about how they would have to go to each gun shop individually to check into that. Then they have to go track them down. And where there is no universal background checks, some of those guns are probably gone. And there's no way to prove otherwise. So, you know, people would be going out somewhere and they'd be burying them. It's just not going to work. But all the talk about whether our law enforcement would follow the orders of, like, the furry fascist Beto to unleash a reign of terror upon us. Most of the heroic police officers would hold true to their oath and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some pathetic worms would willingly, even eagerly, betray their oath and make war upon their own people. These are the ones that would need to know that there will be consequences. And not the physical danger that collaborators would inevitably face trying to enforce such illegal commands. Though we've seen those bloody results of such tyranny before, and it sure won't be the Waco kid going through the door. This is about the other consequences of abandoning your oath. It's about the consequences that would come when the rule of law returns and justice demands to be done. Because there will be an accounting before the law for anyone who swore to defend the Constitution and then willingly does the opposite. Now, as you know, if you are law enforcement or military, you have a duty to assess every order you receive and to refuse unlawful ones. And the Constitution is unequivocal that busting into a house to disarm peaceful Americans is a no-go. What your oath requires you to do or to refuse to do in that scenario is clear. What you will do if faced with a choice is the only question. And you, who will face this question, better ask yourself right now where you stand. It's a hard question, and it's actually a very unfair one, and you should never be put in that position. But life is hard and unfair. So what will you do? About 40% of you will loudly and clearly refuse to obey any illegal orders. That's the response we would expect. And you will have to risk your retirement, but you bought that risk when you took the oath. You understand that? We expect you to take whatever hit comes with keeping it, and getting fired for not attacking other Americans is a bitter pill, but one you agreed to swallow. It sure isn't the bitterest pill you might face, because after all, if some psycho is shooting up a high school, we expect you to go in and kill him or die trying. Move to the sound of the guns. We don't care if he's got an M240 and you've got a .22 Derringer. Worst case, you pop some caps at him and end up taking rounds that a kid would have taken. And that's your duty, and we expect you to do it. That was my duty when I was in the military, to take rounds, if that's what it came to. That's why some cops get the big bucks, I guess. But that's also why you get our sincere respect and admiration. So if keeping your oath means getting fired or court-martialed, well, duty calls. Hopefully after the tables turn, we can make it right for you. 40% more will then covertly resist. And they won't yell or make a scene or quit. They will practice a bit of what the great Glenn Instapundit Reynolds calls Irish democracy. They will nod and smile and simply not cooperate. They'll gum up the works, overlook violators, work slowly, generally get all DMV on their gun-grabbing superiors. Look at the cops today in big blue cities who know that their brass doesn't have their backs while the politicians do. And right in their sights, and these flat-foot pantomime their patrols and pretend to police, but they don't, not really. They see trouble and they hit the gas or watch the chaos unfold from their vehicle, and the crime rate rises, but they go home safe. That's Irish democracy. When we get back, we're going to talk about the 20%. We're going to talk about them. And that's the sad thing. That's the sad thing, is the 20%. But it's a reality that we have to face. So that's when we get back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passed the spending bill Thursday by a vote of 82-15, rejecting an amendment by Republican Senator Rand Paul to cut spending in order to pay for the measure. The House passed the measure last week, and the president is expected to sign the bill ahead of September 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. In audio that was obtained Thursday from the Los Angeles Times, President Trump tells a group of people at the UN that the individual who provided the whistleblower with information is close to a spy.
A Minnesota caller heard something and decided that he or she was sort of like almost a spy. Who's the person who gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days where we were smart? The spies and treason. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, when we last left, I was talking about what happens, you know, who's gonna uphold their oath? And like I said, in the beginning, 40% are going to say no, and they're just going to be gone. They're going to be out. They're going to be with us. Another 40% are going to say, they're not going to say yes, but they are going to gum up the works. They're going to be basically Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes and see nothing, know nothing. And then there's the 20% who would salute and obey unlawful orders to assault fellow Americans. And you know the type, and I know the type. I've seen them. There are some in every unit. These contemptible weasels might do it because of weakness or a desire to get ahead by pleasing those in power. Statistically, there will always be some blue falcons, and since honor and duty were not enough to hold them to their solemn promise to you, the American people, then the consequences of their betrayal will have to. Once the madness of the unconstitutional oppression the Democrats are promising passes, as it will, there will be an accounting before the law. Maybe the oath breakers will be bankrupted in lawsuits. Maybe they will rot in prison. But the second any protectors who we normal people revere turn against us in the benefit of the doubt we offer them for making tough calls in tough situations disappears. When the Waco massacre happened, the American people were stunned. We never imagined that horrific scenario. No matter how bad it was, we were told this was to serve a warrant on David Koresh. Right? But everybody died. Everybody burned. And that's not even going in, that's not even taking part in the conspiracy theories that are boundless out there. Everybody burned. We never thought that maybe our premier law enforcement agencies might be in the wrong. And no one paid the price for those dozens of children who were burned alive. But today, after the leadership of the FBI lit up the agency's reputation playing political games for their little Democratic pally boys, we're all watching. Maybe a Democrat administration can block accountability for a few years, but nothing lasts forever. We will remember. We will demand justice. If you're a cop on the street, do you think the elite's going to protect you like they protected the looming doofus Comey? Remember that normal Americans who Beto and his pals presume to unleash their forces upon are the same people who show up for jury duty. And all it takes is a lawyer like Stephen Sambalia. All they have to do is convince some of them that you were wrong to go barging into some guy's house because you thought you thought he had some naughty pew-pews, and you can kiss your life savings goodbye. And that's if you're lucky. Pray you don't hurt someone and get a DA willing to charge you criminally, because you saying, well, I knew what I was doing was unconstitutional, but I was too weak to say no, is not going to cut it. I was just following orders stopped working at the end of the rope in Nuremberg. Today, you have a bad shoot in a raid on some drug dealer, and you get our benefit of the doubt because you're our knight. And we know it's a tough job. But if you smoke some 12-year-old for twitching after you break down her daddy's door because somebody thinks maybe he's got a scary black rifle somewhere in his condo, then you're the bad guy. You. Is saving your pension worth that risk? Do you think do you think that new regime would be something that's going to last into perpetuity? Because it won't. There will be a reversal. And you could just join us. You could choose the hard road of upholding your oath if you're ordered to make war on your fellow Americans. Now, with the Democrats, with their push for gun control, what they're demanding is that conservatives acquiesce to their solution for a problem that they largely created themselves. But gun control is the wrong solution to the wrong problem. One part of the actual problem is the growth of mental illness in American society. So the real question that must be answered before any realistic solution can be proposed is why mental illness is trending so noticeably upward. One measure shows this increase in mental illness is a significant rise in the number of suicides, which have been steadily climbing for the last couple of decades. There were over 47,000 U.S. suicides in 2017, and it's only getting worse. And this explosion in mental illness is a manifestation of cultural rot. The left gleefully turned America's culture into a death-celebrating cesspool, and in the typical Saul Alinsky-like fashion indicated that the only solution is the shredding of the Second Amendment, something they've always wanted to do. So Beto O'Rourke, now he actually one-upped the traditional movie supervillain by not only bragging about the Democrats' secret evil plans, but then he put them on a T-shirt. Seizing guns will only aggravate the mental illness trend while doing nothing to address it. A recent clinical psychology study concluded that cultural shifts away from intrinsic goals such as community, meaning in life, and affiliation are leading to an increase in mental illness. No surprise that people need a sense of meaning in their lives. Not too long ago, Americans grew up with multiple stabilizing forces that helped them form their identity. It instilled their meaning. They had faith in God, trust in family, a patriotic belief in the goodness of America. We recognize the bad elements of our history, but still believe that America was a shining city on the hill, as Reagan framed it. Some of you are like, when did this happen? And that's right, it's long over. You know, finding meaning apart, that was put away by the left, and finding meaning apart from those institutions is a very tough road to hoe. This problem starts when people are young. Half of all serious adult psychiatric conditions start as early as 14. Three quarters have shown up by the age of 25. 14, incidentally, would be about the time a high school student enters a biology classroom, where he will likely hear from a university-trained teacher that he is a random cosmic accident, no more significant than the bug he stepped on that morning. Is it any wonder that this does such great things for this kid's sense of meaning and worth? Everyone's going to find ways to create some sense of meaning in his life, which largely explains the global warming climate cult. Because joining a war on straws, no matter how earnest the conviction, is never going to restore the lost sense of purpose by casting off faith and family. But everybody wants to belong to something, don't they? Ask the gang members in the inner city. They just want to belong to something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss.
Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Antifa! Their founding can be traced back to 2007 in Portland and the Rose City Antifa Group. Prior to 2016, their activities were limited to harassing neo-Nazi gatherings and doxing white supremacists. But that changed in 2016 after the election of Trump. They declared a national emergency. Rose City Antifa, which was the first group in Portland, has a website full of information about the group. They have an FAQ section. They admit that fascism can be difficult to define, as all fascist movements do not have the same features. They utilize a definition of fascism that is based on a cluster of traits so that a specific definition is never mentioned. While a movement may not have every one of these traits, if there is a preponderance, a specific number is never defined, but we can believe that's two or more, then Antifa will classify that movement or group as fascists. So by these criteria, Antifa clearly is fascist by their own criteria. Seven of the traits of fascism listed on their page are anti-enlightenment. I don't even know what that is. Anti-reason. I don't know what that is either. The creation of a vilified other. Reliance on violence, the threats of violence to impose views on others. Well, hey, now we're talking about Antifa. Anti-liberal. Anti-conservative. And portraying the current social and political situation as one of dire decay brought about by decadence and corruption. Now, anti-enlightenment and anti-reason. The core philosophy of the Enlightenment and the concept of reason can be traced to the Socratic method of debate, where one side presents a case, a second side presents a counter-argument, and the debate back and forth about the idea in front of a group, where ideas are freely spoken and judged for their merit. It's like a verbal badminton game. Antifa claims to be against racism and hate speech. But the fact is, most people are against racism and hate speech, and when they hear it, they freely make up their mind and assume that the speaker is an idiot. And in a free society, people can say and do stupid things freely without being stopped forcefully unless they're inciting violence. Antifa says that all fascists should be prevented from speaking. They're against the concept of free speech and have no problem violating the First Amendment rights of others. They are therefore anti-enlightenment and anti-reason. They say failing to stop fascists from speaking, that is giving them the opportunity to organize and impose their agenda on the rest of us, makes you as bad as them. Then there's the creation of the vilified other. By having a broad list of traits that can be used to label someone as a fascist and then shut them out of society, Antifa themselves create a vilified other. Reliance on violence or threats of violence to impose views on others. I guess it could be said that if you show up to a demonstration or an event dressed like a ninja in a ski mask with bats and mace to club those you define as fascist, I would say that probably fits the criterion there, wouldn't it? Likewise, the assault on journalist Andy Ng was meant to serve as a message to anyone who professed a negative view of the group. Anti-liberal. The United States of America is a liberal democracy. Now, what that means is that it is primarily based upon liberty, not Democrats. Democrats stole that phrase, stole that word. They conscripted it. And Antifa rejects this because they claim without proof that the liberal democratically elected leaders have more in common with fascism than they do with us. So the elected leaders and voters must therefore be part of the vilified others. They also criticize the liberals that defend free speech. Then there's the anti-conservative. Now, they've showed up to harass and attack participants at conservative gatherings that were not alt-right and did not have any ties to white nationalism on the basis that conservatives are oppressive fascists. And then there's portraying the current social and political situation as one of dire decay brought about by decadence and corruption. They say, likewise, we reject the right of the government and police, who have more in common with fascists than they do with us, to decide for us when fascists have crossed the line by merely expressing themselves and posing an immediate threat. So by rejecting the democratically elected lawmakers and law enforcers as corrupted fascists, they're portraying the current situation as decayed by corruption, where the only hope for healing is for them to take matters into their own hands. So, since Antifa was nice enough to put this down on their FAQ, we can use their own definition that one can be a fascist by having traits found in fascist government. Therefore, Antifa is fascist by their own logic. It is clear that they believe the current liberal democracy government of the country has failed, and what the people need are strong, incorruptible leaders to take the reins and do what is needed to fix it in their image. And while Antifa does not have a leader or spokesperson whose identity is publicly known, there's someone that is running their official website and planning their protests. Maybe they're keeping their identity secret right now out of fear of law enforcement, but they're likely out there. These guys are terrorists. Okay? Terrorists. And, well... When they look, if you're going to show up, not too long ago here where I live, the Moms Demand Action showed up in the middle of the town square where I live, and they started spewing their lies, basically. And I sat by and let them have their say. I did not shout at them. I just observed them. 99.9% of what they said was incorrect. But I let them be incorrect, because in this country, you know, when I took the oath to defend even the idiots. So you can be an idiot. You can be stupid in this country and get away with it. It's perfectly okay. What you can't do is, you know, if we're going to be a nation of laws, then Antifa has to understand one thing about this. One day they're not going to be in Berkeley or Portland. They're not going to be in a place where they're going to have room to destroy. One day they're going to go somewhere, and they're going to come up against a bunch of patriots, whether they're veterans, pipe hitters, whatever you want to call them. They're going to come up against them. These guys are will be coming to play. They will be coming to play. They will have faced this kind of, you know, our military is so technologically superior and our tactics are so technologically sound that we face bigger forces all the time and just tear them up. Just tear them a new one. And for them, they will just be sitting there watching this, and they will, you know, they will say, "We implore you, please do not come forward. Please do not destroy this. We will defend it, but we don't want to. We don't want to be in a fight with other Americans." And they will press. And it will be bad for them. They're going to get their, you know, the nicest thing I can say about it is they're going to get their clocks cleaned. When that happens, don't come to us whining about it. We read your FAQ. Okay? Okay. Going to be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would be so kind, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.